I got some scripture that I want to read. Very, very familiar scripture. But if I read it, it's so simple. The way of salvation is so simple. The Bible said a wayfaring man would understand. But we got to have a desire. We've got to have something to go along with that. God is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness. Mm-hmm. Now, if God was slack to deliver to you the things that you was needed, then you could blame God. But this other day, I guess he just cut me off. Because I could see in my heart so many things that we needed as a church. Communities needed, and I was praying, and I got all caught up, Lord, do this, do that, do something else, and this dawned on me. Why am I saying this? God knows our needs before we even ask. That's what he said. And God's never been slack concerning his promises to men. He said, I will go with you. I never leave you. Right. I never forsaken you. And I will give you all things. Whatsoever you ask, I will give it to you. Yeah. But who's he talking to? Them that serve him faithfully. Yeah. So, if anybody slack, it's Seth. He's not slack. He's never been slacked. And he's ready to give me. And I don't have to beg him for nothing. Ask, and it shall be done. So, but mankind, I don't know what people do with their life. The church world seems like is coming to an end. Mm-hmm. Church world seem like it's not important no more. Right. And that's the most important thing that a man could ever think about having. We have access to church.
Right.
We have access to his blessings. Why we don't have it? Because we don't ask. We don't live. We don't. We're not worthy of him coming down pouring his blessings out on us. Reminded me and reminded me of four men sitting at the entrance of a city, and they was lepers. And they said, if we enter into the city, it's in there, the plagues is in there, and that'll kill us. Let's go and visit the Syrians. If they save us alive, we'll live. But if they kill us, we'll just die. We're going to die anyway. So, I said that to say this. We're going to die anyway.
Yep.
We need to give salvation everything we got. We need to give God everything we got. There ain't nothing in this world that we possess is worth losing our soul for.
Yep.
So, I'm going to go back into the Matthew. Very, very familiar scripture. And I don't know if I'll do much preaching today or not, but this has been on my heart. The 13th chapter, first verse. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. And great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat. And the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some fell by the wayside. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth. and forthwith they sprang up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath an ear to hear, let him hear. And the disciples came and said unto him, Why speak thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever has, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundantly. But whosoever has not, from him shall be taken away even that he has. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand.
Yeah.
That's as far as we're going to read for right now, but the Bible said that this parable, he began to speak. He said, fell by the wayside. It made me to think about many times the preacher get on the floor. I preach churches. They have revivals. People will come and take a hold of eternal life. I repent and be saved. The Lord forgive them of their sins and write their name in the book of life. And they go forth and they fall by the wayside because of the things of the world. It's more important to them than the things of eternal life. I may be seeing, they don't see what's going to come in the hereafter. Sometimes we think, what's the use? We're not accomplishing nothing. What's the use and that of going on? Now the disciples said this, why speak to them in parables? They thought it was a waste of time. But listen, Jesus knew that seeing they might not see, and hearing the gospel they might not hear. And neither do they understand. I think that people, maybe because they read a little scripture from time to time and they don't understand what they read, we need to spend some time in prayer. James said, if any man lack of wisdom, let him ask. Faith believing, nothing wavering. Listen, if he wavers, he is like the waves of the sea, is driven with the wind. That's what we are today, that we're driven through the wilds of the world and whatever thing that's going on in the world. We give ear to that. Listen, we don't accomplish nothing. Some fell by the wayside, and they just went away.
Yeah.
The Bible said, as they sowed, fell upon stony places. Yeah. Listen, they didn't have much earth. They didn't have enough earth take root and begin to grow in faith. The Bible said, be rooted and grounded in faith. We don't give our faith a chance and you get took off. That we can prosper. Some had 60 foes that fell in good ground. Some had 30. It don't matter how much fruit you're producing. And you're rooted and grounded and staying put where you're at. Some people seem like they can win lost souls. Win people to the Lord. Just get into a conversation and seem like they don't have no problem getting rooted and grounded. While others they strive, keep on, and that's the whole thing. We just keep on keeping on. And saying, Lord, help me to bring forth fruit that you'll be pleased with.
Amen.
Now, I like this. Because they had no moisture.
Yeah.
We go out and put out gardens.
Yeah.
And it's dry. If that ground and under don't have no moisture, they wither away. But these in stony places, they couldn't get. I thought about there's so many people that we yield to, and they take us away from the house of God. That's the stony places, and they don't have no moisture. They can't get rooted and grounded for their things. The riffraff that's going on that will hinder us from being at the house of God. It's more important for us to be somewhere else and at the house of God.
Yeah.
This is all for the saving of the soul.
Right.
Being rooted and grounded. Mm-hmm. If Christ dwells in us, we're being rooted and grounded in love.
Right.
We're being rooted and grounded in faith. Pressing on to the mark of the prize of the high calling. I know that there's so much going on in this world. The virus, and everything I will hinder you. I'd rather have the blanket of faith that I have in God. It's all a mess and all the blankets a day I can put forth. Even so, we go along for our own health, our own protection.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't need to give up Jesus and nothing.
Right.
Not for nothing. Oh, I know that we'll yield. And we will let everything else in the world hinder us from serving God.
Yeah.
Whole lot of it, I've been there, been through it, I know. I've never had no problem with people smoking. I don't believe it's a sin. But at one time, I smoked like a preacher. And I understood that it was hurting this body that I live in. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't get nowhere. But there was a day that I gave it up and turned and walked away. When I gave it up and turned and walked away, I was tormented for a few days with it. But one day I come forth. I could breathe. I plumbed to the bottom. And it felt like I had a brand new overhaul job. And never had a cigarette back in my mouth. I'm not telling you what to do. But I'm telling you what will get a hold of you and cause you to drift out of the way of the Lord. Listen, I'm saying that things will hinder us from serving God. People are hindered on every hand.
Yeah.
Everything that comes along Well, you could go out and plant a plant, big old tomato plant, and you go away and neglect it. And you put it, the Bible said you seed fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them out.
Yeah.
Big old tomato plant. You neglect it, don't keep it cleaned out. The grass, the filth will choke it out.
Yes, it will.
It will wither and die and bring no fruit. But there was excuses why that all of these come to pass. The stony places, place of thorns, all come right back to me and you. And our ways in life hinders us from being what we ought to be with Jesus. But man, man, them that fell among good ground, they endeared and they had conviction. They had a desire. Apostle Paul, he said, my heart's desire and praying to God is that Israel might be saved. My heart's desire and praying to God is that you will endear your salvation, regardless of the virus and whatever goes on in our nation. It's everything going on. And I promise you this, when you get started on the road of glory, you'll find all kinds of reasons why that you don't need to go to church.
Amen.
You'll find all kinds of reasons why that I don't need to anticipate in God's Word. And it keeps us from bringing forth fruit. Listen. And the most simplest little thing might inherit a whole lot. So, we need to be rooted and grounded in the Lord. The Bible said this. He said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the powers of His mind. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are wrestling today against the wickedness of the world.
Yeah.
And the devil knows every weak point.
That's right.
He knows where we're weak at in faith. Did you know faith is like a chain and the weakest point. Every day we come through another link. What will take us down? What will keep us from serving God? If you feel like you need to do something for God, you need to do it. Don't need to put it off. But finally, brother, be strong in the Lord. These are they that fell in good ground, begin to bring forth fruit. You may think your fruit is not nothing. I tell you what, the devil will cause you to do things you normally wouldn't do just to hinder you from going to the house of God. Or your neighbor might need something that you could present to him. But the devil will hinder you if you ain't careful. Be strong in the Lord, in the powers of His might, in spiritually wickedness. Spiritually wickedness. That is the spirit of the devil. And it hinders us from feeling good with the Lord. I'd rather have a good relationship with the Lord and talk to Him on a daily basis. A lot of times if you hear me talking to the Lord, I talk to the Lord like I do somebody. I do this, Lord, I'll do that. You know. Help me to be a blessing to somebody else. And that's what I had on my mind this morning. That scripture, and that's what come out of the scripture. So I would like for us as a church, it's a small group. It don't bother me to have a small group if we're together working hand in hand. But let's continue on. Let's don't look back. I'm telling you what. There was a lady the other day, she said, I was able to go to church, but I didn't have to take the time to take a shower. Okay. Well, might have already went on anyway. Might have got somebody's attention. Listen, we need to go forward with God. If we are ready, whenever the call comes, we've got to have a home to go to. If we're not ready, we ain't. Our long home is the middle pits of hell. Mm-hmm. If we neglect to do what the Lord has us to do. So let's be on good ground. And we may not ever come to understand the mysteries of this word, but I'd rather stay with the parables if I can't understand nothing else. In the parables, we'll take us to heaven if we live up with the parables.
Right.
So, you have first few scattering remarks. But if you're letting everything else hinder you, you're going down the wrong road. Jesus said they'd bless him in serving him. So, let's stand. You have the few scattering remarks. And if you can see some area in your life that you're yielding to the flesh more than yielding to the Spirit of God, He's faithful and just to forgive us if we ask Him.